I'm joined by Rory Smith to discuss this thing, really, that's sort of pertinent around Everton's accounts, Nottingham Forest's accounts, but also around football in general, around the forthcoming legislation, which is this. Everyone keeps talking about PSR. People also talk about FFP. People talk about cartel. People talk about the idea of football wanting to stop there being different types of competition. But for me, the bit that keeps getting missed when people say PSR, they often do say FFP, and I understand why, because there's variance in the terms. But the bit that's missed in PSR is the S. And with Everton's accounts coming out, Rory, I think if there's a criticism of the way in which the PSR rules have been drawn up and the way in which they've been put into practice, it's that there's actually not been sufficient focus on sustainability, because what's gone on at Everton actually needed someone to get a grip of it a lot earlier than has actually happened, because now there is accountancy reports that say that Everton may not be able to continue in their current form as a going concern, which if you're a Premier League club with all that money is absolutely unbelievable.
It's unforgivable, ultimately, given the amount of money they get for just being in the Premier League. You don't need to do anything to earn more than pretty much every other football team on the planet by some margin. You just need to be in the Premier League, finish 15th, you can win 9 games, 10 games maybe a season. It's a pretty low bar to be a manageable concern in the Premier League. I do wonder, you know, this runs the risk of almost like talking down to football fans, which is something you should never do, because football fans are all sorts of different stripes of people. I do wonder whether financial fair play wasn't a great name for the first like version of this.
Absolutely. Like XG is not the best name for XG.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's a different debate. We could waste hours on that. I think XG's okay. It's not brilliant, but it's okay. Financial fair play, I think, invites trouble, because it open itself up to that allegation of, well, hang on, how is this fair? Because Man City, Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea can all spend way more money than everybody else. How is that fair?
Yeah.
And I get why UEFA kind of happened upon it. Obviously, there's bigger issues with FFP, like what it became and what it was meant to be were totally divergent. But I do think the name holds it back. And they get boiled down into these acronyms that are essentially meaningless. So when people hear FFP or PSR, they just think, well, that's the Premier League's financial rules. And because financial fair play to a lot of people didn't seem fair,